Welcome to the If She Did It podcast. I'm your host, Becky Fagan, a business coach for beginner online entrepreneurs. Consider this podcast your go-to guide for all things scaling your business to your first 10K months. Get ready to be inspired through marketing, mindset, spirituality, and the stories of successful frempreneurs. I'm so excited to have you here. Now let's dive in.
Welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. I was honestly just in the shower and I just got out. And while I was in the shower, I was thinking about how much negativity and judgment I have seen in the coaching industry recently and just the online industry in general. And I felt really inspired to record an episode to talk to you guys about bringing back, like, honestly, the love, the respect, the genuinity, and honestly, the morals in the coaching industry. Like, we need to remove this judgment, this hatred, this, like, meanness and aggression towards people. So before we dive into the episode at large, because I do want to dive into quite a bit today, I did want to just mention to everybody that's listening, if you are at a place in your business where you are ready to step into your six-figure self, scale massively, have a partner in your business, not just a coach, but a partner, helping you figure out the system, strategies, structure, everything that works for your personal business, then the Abundant Business Mastermind is for you. I am enrolling. I only have 3 spots available. We start the week of January 11th, and it's going to be so transformational. You do have to apply because I want to make sure that you are the right fit for the program if I'm going to have you in, because we need to be honestly besties, because I want to make sure that I'm obsessed with you, obsessed with your vision, see your potential in order to have you in this program, because otherwise I'm not going to be able to truly partner with you in your business. So this is really, we're going to be a tight-knit community. We're going to be a sisterhood. The 3 women that are already enrolled are already building bonds, and I'm so excited for it. So if you are ready for this, then reach out to me or head to the link that's in the show notes to apply. The link is also in my bio on Instagram. And with that, let's dive into this episode. So I've been really frustrated recently because I have seen so many mean pieces of content. And I think that this really started, I remember probably halfway through 2020, I was scrolling through Instagram and I started seeing all of these hateful posts about, like, if one more coach DMs me and asks me how long I've had my business for, if one more coach DMs me and asks me how I feel about my business, or how, why I started my business, or all these different ridiculous things, and just, like, shaming on people that were sending like DM questions to start conversations with people, implying, like, you're only in it for the money. Now, I want to be very clear that there is a negative space in this online coaching world. There are bad coaches. That's just the case. There are bad companies. There are bad business people. Like, there are bad coaches. Like, and not even necessarily that they're a bad coach, but they're, like, a bad person. Like, that is possible. So I want to be very clear that I'm not denying that there's people like that out there. And there are people that have no morals and don't really care about the impact and only care about the money that they can make and are only after your money. That is true. But it's unfortunate that the industry or people in the industry are allowing that group of people to dictate their assumptions on every other person. So essentially we start stereotyping all coaches, especially business coaches, to be this one kind of person. And I'm going to have to be honest, I have a successful business, and you know, at every level, you're still having damn conversations. That's just part of it. You are connecting with people. This is a connection-based industry, right? So I started seeing that content, and I'll still myself get into phases where I'm uncomfortable sending DMs and asking questions that I truly, genuinely want to know about somebody because of all this hate. And that's honestly not okay. Like, we are, this industry is majority women, and we are trying to build, like, we say community over competition. We say we're trying to support each other. We're saying we're trying to uplift each other. But this honestly might be one of the cattiest industries I have ever seen. I hope y'all heard that sage shake in the background. And we need to do better. Excuse me. So just to be clear, I am not here to shame anyone. I am not here to judge anyone. I am just here to encourage us to be better and utilize my platform to shine a light on all this negativity that I've seen in the industry. So I'm going to say that that was my first point, this point of shaming people by making posts about, if I see one more coach say this, if I see one more coach say that, and being mean. That is wild to me. Now, staying on the topic of DMs, another really interesting thing that I've actually experienced firsthand a couple times is people not responding to my DMs. And if I, you know, follow up and just say, hey, like, was really hoping to connect, let me know, you know, like, let me know if you want to still connect or something like that, they'll be really rude to me. I actually had this one experience where I reached out to a woman that had just followed me, asking some questions. So I was excited to connect. I love connecting with people who follow me. I love the people in my community. Like, I'm so honored that I have this community online. And she didn't respond. So then I followed up and I said, hey, like, would really love to connect. Looking forward to hearing back from you. And she sent me this message basically saying that she doesn't respond to cold messages, but she was feeling like she was in a nice mood that day. So she decided to respond to me and just like let me know that like that's not the way to do business. Mind you, she wasn't a business coach. She had just started her business. And I messaged her back and I really just wanted to open her eyes. And I said, you know what? I really respect what you're saying. That being said, this is actually not a cold message, because a cold message is when you DM somebody that you have never talked to before. Like the stereotypical cold message that you've never connected with before and you pitch to them. That's what a cold message is considered, because cold messages come from the concept of cold emails. And cold emails are like the old school marketing where maybe like a new business or a new online business, a new corporate business, whatever it is, just started, and they're emailing people to pitch their services. So that's what it started as a cold email, shifted to cold messages on Instagram. So a cold message is when you're pitching somebody without building a connection first. Anytime that you start a conversation with someone new, you can say it's a cold message, but it's not, right? This like negative cold message is a totally different concept. So I just kind of opened her eyes and I was like, you know, I hear what you're saying, but this isn't actually that stereotypical cold message. I'm not trying to sell to you. I'm not trying to pitch to you. I'm trying to get to know you because, you know, you followed me on Instagram. Like, that was the first connection point. You followed me. And I said, and to continue my point, you know, you are, and she was a kind of coach that I could potentially be looking for. And I said, you are this kind of coach. And, you know, for all you know, I was interested in learning more about you to see if you were the coach for me. For all you know, I'm looking for a coach like you. And you just destroyed that opportunity because I am not interested now, if that's what I was looking for. So I really encourage you to reconsider and open your eyes to what can happen in the DMs. Because a lot of people have this negative belief around direct messages and are like, DMs are bad, DMs are this. And they're probably getting that from those posts that I was mentioning before. When in reality, DMs are not bad. You need to be building connections. Every business builds connections. So DMs on Instagram are the equivalent of going to a local networking event, which is how a lot of small businesses used to have to rely, or what a lot of small businesses used to have to rely on to get clients. Networking at events and meeting more people and connecting in that way. But we have this privilege of getting to connect with people all over the world, not only just in our state, all over the world, to potentially get as clients. And you're telling me that we shouldn't be doing that? Of course we should. Of course we should. So that's my little spiel on that. So now let's shift into this concept of polarizing opinions, because polarizing opinions are necessary. I love polarizing opinions. I am all for some polarizing opinions. I do them. I create content around polarizing opinions all the time, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. It's one thing to speak on a polarizing opinion. So for example, I think that, you know, a passive course isn't the right way to start a business. I think that you need a coach walking you through step by step and going back and forth with you. I'm not creating content saying every single passive course is a piece of shit. You need to hire me because I'm the only good coach. You know what I mean? I'm not shitting on the people who created passive courses. I'm just saying that in my opinion, your best chance of seeing success in your business is hiring an actual coach versus purchasing a course. So that's the difference there. So see that and then utilize that when you're thinking about creating polarizing content. Don't shame other people when you're creating content. Just speak on your opinion. There's a difference. So another thing that I've been seeing a lot recently There has been all this talk about pricing in the industry and how people shouldn't be going into debt to invest in a coach, and how if you encourage somebody to go into debt to invest in you, then you're only after the money and you don't care about the actual person. Now, to a degree, I agree with that, right? We should not be encouraging anybody to go into debt to work with us. That being said, I will say right now that I wanted to hire coaches. I wanted, not that I didn't understand business. I have a background in business, but I wanted to understand the online space and get really skilled and learn so many things and really scale. And that came with hiring coaches. And I didn't have the money in my bank account to do that. So I was privileged and was able to open up 0% interest credit cards to hire coaches. And I didn't exit my comfort zone with that. It was a stretch, but I didn't exit my comfort zone. But I technically went into debt to hire the coaches that I have hired in my business. And I don't regret it for a day. Hiring those coaches and doing that changed my life, changed my business. And I am not just saying that to inspire somebody or encourage somebody to do what I did, but it really is the truth. And if I had not done that, I probably would not have a six-figure business right now. So I am forever grateful for being able to do that. I don't think that it's a coach's responsibility or job to encourage somebody to do that. But I do think that there's nothing wrong with sharing with somebody all the options of how they can invest in a coach if they want to. If somebody wants to get a second job so that they can invest in a coach and that's how they can comfortably afford it, why shouldn't they? If somebody wants to do odd jobs to get the money to invest in a coach, why shouldn't they? It's not our responsibility as the coach to figure out how they're going to pay us. It's our responsibility as the coach to show them how we can help them if they want our support, and then help them see that if they want it, they can make it happen. Of course, there are certain situations where it's just not possible, and that's okay too. But I just want to be really clear that we should not be shaming people for encouraging people to find a way to make it work if they really want it, because you never actually know. And I also have a problem with these, I have a lot of opinions, you guys, if you haven't noticed, but I wanted to shine a light on this because I think that, again, people are being really mean and really aggressive and really judgmental in the online space. And I'm putting this all out there to kind of encourage you to just, like, not shit on people and be nice to people and be respectful, because we all deserve that. So what I'm, like, basically these things about, I'm not saying that the people who did these things and are saying the opposite of what I believe are wrong or are bad people. I'm just saying that if you're listening and you've done any of these things, need to consider what you're really saying. Because you can be putting a thought into somebody's mind that can spiral into something really bad. So there are certain things that we don't really need to put our foot down on, honestly. And to imply that somebody is not ethical or to imply that somebody is a bad person because they encourage a potential client to figure out how to make it work if that's what they wanted, there is nothing wrong with that. There is something wrong with somebody pressuring a potential client into investing with them and saying, well, if you really want to work with me, you would open a credit card. If you really wanted to work with me, you would get a second job. That is not okay. That is not ethical. But if you lovingly encourage somebody, like, for example, if I were to tell somebody the price of my program and they said, oh, I just don't know if I can make that work, I would say to them something around the lines of, I totally understand and respect that you're not sure if you can make this investment work. That being said, in this industry, a lot of the time, it is hard to make the investment work, because a coach needs to charge what the value of their time and their knowledge is worth. And sometimes that's a stretch for us. But the thing is, we are investing for the possibility. That's what businesses do, you guys. Businesses make investments for the possibility. I don't know why we're acting like this industry isn't a normal industry. This is my thing. There are people saying these things and I'm like, do you actually know business? Because the thing is, in any industry, people take risks. Most brick and mortar small businesses are in the red for their first like 5 years. You don't even have to do that. You don't have to be in the red for your first like 5 years. You just have to be in the red for like a couple months. If like you're willing to do that, it's not a requirement, but it's a recommendation. Like, I don't, that's my thing is I'm not sure where this concept of like, because we're, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs in this industry, it's just us, right? At least for the first year or so, a lot of times it's just us. And so we think like everything is about us as humans. But the thing is, this is a business. This is an industry. You wouldn't go to somebody in corporate and say, you know, I can't believe that you're paying for an entire marketing team constantly. Like, what? You're not going to say that. Or like, I'll give another example. I know that my dad, before he retired, he had she was essentially a mindset coach, come in and do trainings and day long, like intensive workshops with his company. I think like once a month, and they paid whatever she charged because they decided that that's what they needed for their companies, for the people in their company. And it's like, they budgeted for that. But when they first started their business, if they were doing that, they might not have truly been able to afford it. There are a lot of industries. There's a lot of companies and corporations that go bankrupt. I'm not saying that that's right. I'm not encouraging anyone to go bankrupt, but I'm just saying, like, why are we acting like this isn't a business? This is a business. We are business women. We are businessmen. Business women, especially if you're listening to this podcast, and if you're me, I'm a businesswoman. And we should treat our businesses as such. Why are we not? And when you have a business, you make risky investments sometimes because you want to reap the benefits of that investment. And so I'm just confused why people are shaming that and saying that people shouldn't be potentially going into debt to make that investment if they feel it's the investment that they need to make. When, again, we're businesses. This is a business. People do that. A lot of startups, again, like I said, they don't have money in the beginning. They are just like red until they see consistency in their business and can start bringing it in. But that doesn't stop them. I'll give another example. Obviously, I don't know the exact numbers of the bourbon distillery that I worked at, but I do know that we were a startup, and I do know that we had a really big team, and I do know that a lot of the money was not coming from inside of the company necessarily, but was coming from the owners of the company who were essentially like investors. And so what they did is they ended up having to bring on a third partner because they needed more money. So that's what they did so that they could bring on more team. And then they hired out, even though we had some people in marketing, they hired out for branding. They hired out for somebody to do PR. They hired out all these other things. And they didn't truly have that money, but they found an investor to help balance the costs. So in a way, when you take out a credit card, for example, especially if it's 0% interest credit card for your business to invest, that's just getting an investor in a different way. So we just need to look at our businesses and treat them like real businesses. And that's the problem. So when people are shaming other people for the way that they show up and encourage you to invest, it's like, that's part of business, y'all. Like, that's just part of business. You invest, you know what I mean? And there are bad coaches, and there are coaches that don't get people, get their clients results or teach realistic like strategies and stuff. But for the most part, it's like, that's just part of business. And some people wanna have, so again, like when it comes to coaches, like you don't need a coach all the time, but at the same time, sometimes people wanna have coaches all the time. Some people have like a corporation and they have, like in the corporate world, some people have business partners and some people are coaches and they have, or service providers and they have a business coach. Like, what's the difference? You know what I mean? So that's kind of my side rant on that. But the other thing is this idea of investing at this next level. So I'll give an example. My mastermind is $6,500. Now, if you're somebody in business who is making maybe like consistent, let's say between $2,000 to $5,000 months, and you want to join my mastermind to scale a consistent 10-figure months. Now, if you're making between $2,000 to $5,000 a month, and you take out your taxes, and you take out your rent, and you take out, you know, your utilities and your bills and the food, you might not have that much money left over at the end of each month, which might make that investment of $6,500, even though for everything that you're going to, all the results that are possible for you from working together for 6 months and everything that's included, $6,500 is truly a steal and it's worth so much more. Even though that's the case, the thought of investing at that level might feel scary because you might be like, you know, I don't actually have that money in savings right now. I can't pay that in full. And the payment plan might even feel like a stretch. It might. But the thing is, you do have to invest at this level of like, well, if you want to get past that $3,000 to $5,000 period, and you want to get up to consistent $10,000 months and really do it well, you need to invest with the knowledge of like, okay, when I have my first 10K month early in 2021, using my current mastermind as an example, that's going to pay off this payment right away. You know what I mean? Like, you have to look at it in that way. You have to look at it in that light because it's the truth. And yes, you might be able to find a coach that charges less and quote unquote, there's no promises, but like we'll market to this idea of helping you scale to consistent 10K months or 5-figure months. But the thing is, are you looking like consistency doesn't happen in a 3-month period. Consistency more so happens in a 6-month period. You need time to build consistency. So once, for example, again, with my mastermind, once you hit 10K, in a month, we then need to look at, okay, what got you to 10K and how do we make this happen consistently now? So at the very beginning of the mastermind, we're mapping out at a glance, bird's eye view, how can we hypothetically get you to 6 figures or consistent 5-figure months in 2021? And then we have to say, okay, so now let's make it happen. So we get you to that first 5-figure month. And then we say, okay, let's review how we got you there. Now, how are we going to do that again? And a lot of this comes with implementing systems, implementing structures, and systems have to be tweaked. Structures have to be tweaked. So if you only have 3 months with a coach, that's not really enough time to have you scale to consistent 10K months and keep it up after the fact. So that's why my mastermind is 6 months. And that's why the investment is that price. But you really want to think about that when it comes to investing. It's like, it's probably not going to feel easy. It's probably not going to feel comfortable. But that doesn't mean it's not the right thing for you. So people need to stop shaming coaches for charging what they're charging, because we're charging based on our experience, the value, the knowledge we're sharing, the amount of time we're putting into coaching our clients. Like, there's a lot that goes into pricing. So people just need to stop shaming. And again, I can probably go on and on and on. But honestly, I really think the biggest thing here is that I want to encourage you guys to be more open-minded to other people's opinions and be loving about it. I saw this beautiful post the other day and I messaged a girl about it because I thought it was so great, where she was basically saying that, you know, she was lovingly talking about this idea of for people to stop DMing people with the only sole intention of selling to them. Because who are you to know if somebody needs your services off the bat? To assume that is honestly disrespectful. We can't assume anything. We can't truly know anything just from somebody's Instagram account. So, and this woman, she said it in such a beautiful way. And I had to DM her and say, you know, you said this so wonderfully. Like, I see so many posts about this topic and I'm normally so disgusted by the end of the post. And I was like, you said this in a way that I am just like, I'm just so in awe. Like, you just said this so beautifully. And it's true. We need to, we should continue to build relationships in our business. And that's so important. But we need to come at it from a place of like, I truly just want to get to know you as a human being. And if down the road, there is a way that I can serve you, let's make it fucking happen. But I'm not going to DM you to solely pitch and sell to you immediately. Like, that's messed up. Even me and my coaching, like, I used to teach my clients, how do you get a client? How do you convert from DM to client in 24 to 48 hours. And I've done it and my clients have done it and it's possible. And sometimes it's still possible because sometimes people are just so ready to invest and have been looking for you. But I'm shifting and I'm even making my academy that's for like beginners 4 months instead of 3 months because I want to slow the process down. Why are we rushing? Who implied that we have to rush into business? Who implied that we have to be like these overnight successes? There's all this pressure in this industry and there doesn't need to be.
So that's another thing that I wanted to point out. But the main point of this conversation, the main point of this episode was I got so inspired to speak on this when I was taking my shower, because I think that we are just so judgmental of each other and we are so hard on each other. And we really need to own this community over competition thing a little bit more. We claim it, we say it, but we don't mean it. So I really want to encourage every single one of you to truly start to mean what you say. Because we're in a really hard environment. It's difficult. So do we want to make it more difficult for everybody, or we want to make it feel better, more welcome, easier for everybody? Because we have a potential here to build a really magical industry, a really magical community. And I don't want us to take that for granted. Like, we need to be nicer. We need to be more understanding. We need to be more open-minded and not immediately put judgment and talk shit and be mean. We're so much better than that. Like, we really are. And if you're not, maybe you're not meant for this industry, because this industry should not be filled with bitchy people, honestly. So let's all do better. I encourage you to do better. I can always do better as well. And I would love nothing more than if you could share this episode on Instagram, on your stories, and tag me and tell me one way that you're going to do better. That would mean so much to me. And if you're not comfortable doing that, just sharing this podcast episode is so important to me. And it would mean the world to me if you would just share this to get more people to listen. This would be a great week for you to review the podcast and to let me know what you think of the podcast. Let me know what topics you would like me to talk on. Like, this just feels like such an important episode to me. And it would just, again, mean so much to me if you can help me get this episode out there, because I think it is so important. And if you want to create a soul-centered business that is here to make this industry better, to be ethical, because I teach ethics, to be moral, to like be the best you possibly can be, and you're ready to scale to consistent five-figure months in 2021, I would love, love, love to serve you in my mastermind. So head to the show notes to apply. I would, again, love nothing more. The link is also in my bio on Instagram. But I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I really can't wait to have a conversation with you about it. And have a great day, a great week. Have a happy holidays. And I will see you on the next episode of the If She Did It podcast.